Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to speak today about the love of God, the first and great commandment, Jesus calls it, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. I think when we hear the word commandment, we instinctively think of like external rules that are imposed upon us. The flesh in us, we've been talking all week long about the love of God that is made possible in us, that we're called to. The Holy Spirit enables us to be able to respond to God's call and God's commandment. But we often think about it as something almost impersonal, and it's a duty, and it doesn't touch us at the core, in the heart, in the depth of the heart. And that's really what it's all about. That's why Jesus called it the first and the greatest commandment. That is the first and the greatest thing we could ever do. The road to true greatness, the road to absolute fulfillment, is walked only on this road. And that is putting first things first. And Jesus made it clear that the number one thing is for each one of us to learn to love like Jesus loved, to will the good of the other, as Bishop Barron and many others say time and time again. It might have been Aquinas who said that originally, I don't even know, but to will the good of the other. But above all things, even before that, they're intimately connected, but even before that, the first priority is to love God with everything you got, heart, soul, mind, strength. So we've been hearing all week, just listening to the words of Jesus, Moses, Paul. Paul is exhorting us. If you didn't tune in yesterday, I was looking at Romans chapter 8. I'm going to finish part of it today. He's saying, set your mind on things above. Stop setting your mind on the flesh. The flesh is that fallen dimension, is the ego-centered drive, the perpetual thinking about myself and what advantages I can get and how I can draw everything to my own, you know, sort of like my own pleasure or my own strengthening, my own position, preoccupied with myself, preoccupied with my own happiness, see other people as a threat, as competition to me. The world's a zero-sum game. There's only so many toys to accumulate. I got to get the most I can. And then I line up all my toys and my trophies and all the things that I have to prove to myself that I'm somebody and I've made it. That whole fight, that's what Paul's talking about, is that has to be subdued and put to death through the work of the Spirit. We can't do it on our own, but we can now because there's something new in us. We're renewed. We're walking by a new power and a new capacity, which is the Holy Spirit of God. God comes to dwell in us in the Holy Spirit. So that's where we ended yesterday. I'm going to go back to chapter 8, verse 9. Now Paul says, but you're not in the flesh. You're in the Spirit. If the Spirit of God really dwells in you. This is a fact. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, although your bodies are dead because of sin, your spirits are alive because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit who dwells in you. Even though we're mortal and our bodies are going to die, and on this earth we're still subject to that dimension of sin's consequence, if you have the Spirit of Christ in you, that means you're united to Jesus, which means you belong to Jesus. If you don't have the Spirit of Jesus within you, which is not an automatic, it comes through faith, it comes through baptism, it comes through being united to Christ through his power, through his work in his church, and living with and for him. And so he's saying, if that Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in you, you will be raised from the dead. You'll share what belongs to Jesus, because it's that Spirit that makes you a son or daughter of God. That's the best news ever. So Paul was saying, as a son or daughter of God now, this is your identity. Jesus is forming you into a particular kind of person. He's not just giving you tasks to do, of which he keeps score of. What he's doing is he's forming you into what the Father destined you to be from the beginning. And that's all motivated by love. It's motivated by patience and kindness and mercy and goodness and his power and his truth and his justice, all of it, it all flows from his love. Verse 12 goes on, "So then, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die." Right? We are death-directed. That's the human condition apart from the intervention of God in his Son, Jesus, and being united to the passion, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's how we come to life. "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die, but if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live." It's a really important line. If by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. How can I learn to live the first commandment and put away the things that Jesus said are in the body, that are in the human heart? Envy, jealousy, rivalry, conceit, anger, bitterness, hatred, unforgiveness, rage, violence, all that stuff. Sexual immorality of every kind. These things must be subdued in us. And it's not just my willpower that does it. It's my being yielded in obedience and walking and setting my mind, as Paul said. He said, set your mind on the things of the Spirit. Jesus said, abide in me, walk with me. It's essentially the same thing. Set your mind on the Spirit's work in you to subdue the flesh, the dimension of your life and mind and heart that resists God. One way I've been really inspired by some of the teaching of a guy on love. He does a great job of teaching on the love of God. And so I borrowed some of it from him, but most of this I've been chewing on for many, many years. But one of the things he said that I find inspiring and I love to talk about is to start living by God's storyline, the higher storyline of what's unfolding in your life. And that's what we're talking about here. The old storyline, the lower one, is the work of the flesh. It's being trapped in it all. But knowing who we are in Christ, knowing what God's done for us, and listening to God's story, who is God who tells me who I am, and he shows me the way to eternal life, and he shows me how to reach ultimate fulfillment and live the most meaningful life possible. He shows me the way. And along the way, he brings me into peace. He brings life. He lifts the burdens. It doesn't matter even if I'm in the midst like he was. Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. He's carrying it, and he ultimately is crucified. That was a difficult assignment for the Lord, but he embraced it freely. And what was going on inside him, he set his heart on the Father, and the Father's love was his consolation. Friends, ultimately, there's nothing in this world that can do to us to separate us from this love, we'll hear Paul say before the program's over today. He goes on to verse 14, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God." Okay, if you're led by the Spirit of God, you are a child of God. And then he goes on to say in verse 15, "For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you've received the spirit of sonship." All that work of the flesh is rooted in fear. I got to get ahead, I got to get ahead, I got to get ahead. I got to get in the right circle. I got to have the right possessions. I've got to get more famous. I've got to get this, that. I've got to possess this. I got to increase my bank account. And some of that is really normal and really good, but oftentimes, friends, it's driven by anxiety, high anxiety. There's lots of fear and we have in relationships of being alone, being isolated, fear of not being loved ever. And then fear begins to control us. That's why Jesus said, don't be anxious about anything, but seek first the kingdom. It's another way of saying, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. One of the things that keeps us from it is anxiety and fear. But Paul says, you don't have to be afraid and be dominated by fear. You're a child of God. And if we listen to the Spirit, he said, that cries out within us and says, Abba, Father, it is the Spirit himself bearing witness with our spirit that we're children of God. This is something the devil wants to alienate us from, this awareness, this mindset. This is what a renewed mind looks like. A renewed mind says, and we know in our hearts that we are children of God because the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, speaks to our spirit and tells us that we're children of God. It convinces us. The Holy Spirit in power brings conviction that ultimately destroys and subdues the lies of the flesh. I'm no good. I'm unforgivable. I'm unlovable. I'll never amount to anything. What is my life worth anyway? There's no purpose in life and no purpose in my life. All the tapes, friends, that's all the flesh. It's rooted in fear. It's rooted in the domination of a darkened mind. And you have power over that darkened mind. Literally, you have power over that darkened mind. You can set your mind on the Spirit, which is light itself and exposes the lies of those tapes that want to run through your mind and mine. So expose them, then renounce it. This is not true. It's not who I am. I'm a child of God. God is my Father. My whole value comes from that fact. And to the degree that I'm successful at achievements that I've made and the plans I have on this earth to do this, that, or the other thing, great. If it works out, great. But it doesn't determine who I am. It doesn't determine what my interior life is like and can be like. And ultimately, it doesn't affect my destiny. What affects my destiny is living as a son or daughter of God. So I'll say it again. It is, if the Spirit himself bears witness to your spirit that you're a child of God. And if you're a child, he goes on to say, then you're an heir. You're an heir of God. You're a fellow heir with Christ. You inherit the kingdom. You inherit all that belongs to Jesus. That's your destiny. Keep your eyes set on that. It's here. You already have a foretaste of it, but it's coming. Its fulfillment is coming. It's like looking forward to the ultimate vacation, friends, or something like that. You know how your mind just can't stop looking forward to what's coming? Well, look, this is what Paul means by set your mind on things above. That's what Jesus means by seek first the kingdom of God. You're part of a whole new order, the rule and the reign of God. And it's leading somewhere. It's leading to your ultimate fulfillment. And he wants to empower you to live in it now. And you can bring others into it as well with Jesus. He said, it's yours if provided that you suffer with him, in order that you may also be glorified with him. So Paul's clear, Christian realism, there's going to be suffering and trial on this earth just like there was with Jesus. But you're going to end in the same place Jesus ended. I want to jump to verse 37, where St. Paul says, in all things, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's what it's all about, friends. That's the definition of human fulfillment. It's the definition of success. It's the definition of greatness. This is the crowning destiny of the human person. Everything else is going to pass away. This will last forever. So as you pursue it now, listen to Paul. No one can take it away from you. No one can there's no power anywhere that can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus and the destiny that the King is preparing for you. Friends, let's receive it. Let's live in it now. Let's walk in it and make a determination. Let's set your mind on things above. Set your mind on these truths and let this be the storyline of your life. God bless you, friends. Go be contagious for the kingdom of God.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.